Welcome to this mini episode of the STEM Untapped podcast. We recently released an episode with Gabrielle Gainsborough. We talked about so many interesting things that we couldn't fit it all into one episode. So here is an explanation of the work Gabrielle did on some of the COVID-19 vaccination trials. As with the last episode, this interview was recorded at the end of 2022, so references to COVID are not current.
Could you tell us more about your involvement with the COVID-19 pandemic?
So over the last few years, through my job with my current company, I've been lucky enough to be involved in a certain type of trial that is used specifically to develop vaccines and treatments for viral infections. And the best way to actually study a virus in a clinical setting is to do what we call a challenge study. So challenge studies are really quite unusual trials to run, because what we do is we know that things like flu and other viruses cause some quite serious illnesses that obviously can be fatal. You know, how do we actually work out if a drug works to treat that particular virus? The only way to do that actually is to actually have the virus. You actually manufacture a virus to the standards that you would manufacture a drug. So let's say you go to your doctor and you've got a chest infection and you get given an antibiotic. That antibiotic will have been manufactured to really tight standards. Those are the standards that we have to adhere to in the industry for manufacturing drugs. And the same principle applies to manufacturing something like a virus. We call them a challenge agent. So there are specific companies who are really expert in identifying viruses that can then be, they're put in the lab and then they go through this manufacturing process till you end up with a copy of the virus that can then be given to volunteers. And then what you do is you actually see what happens to those volunteers when they're infected with the virus. So that's called a characterization. And then obviously, once you know that your virus causes an immune response, so you're actually seeing that the volunteers are falling sick from the virus and they're demonstrating all the classic symptoms. So let's say you're looking at flu, they get temperature, they get feverish, sneezing, coughing, runny nose, feeling tired. You can also then use those challenge studies to test new medicines. So you can take your product that you think will help treat flu, and you can either challenge the volunteer with the virus first and then give them the treatment, or you give them the treatment first, wait for that treatment to sort of be absorbed into the body, and then you challenge the person with the virus and see whether or not they actually get sick. And that's the principle we used for the COVID challenge study that I worked on. So we were obviously in the middle of the pandemic and nobody had really seen a virus like this before. Although, you know, there was a little bit of information around the type of virus it was. You know, we know it's a coronavirus and there are other coronaviruses out there and they have been studied. But that particular virus, because it had possibly crossed from a different species into humans, it had a particular set of criteria that hadn't been seen before. So that's exactly what we had to do. We had to go through that whole process of identifying the virus and then manufacturing the virus and then getting the permissions that we needed to do to actually put it into human volunteers.
That sounded like really hard work. What was your least favourite part of that?
I think it was, obviously, everyone was incredibly concerned about the death toll that was happening in the country. You know, we were in lockdown conditions. We were trying to run a trial when, you know, everyday life wasn't physically able to go ahead as anyone had ever, you know, ever known it. So running a clinical trial anyway can be very pressured. And there are always timelines that you have to work to. And the reason for that is because everything costs money and companies only have a set amount of money to spend. And so you have to be very careful to make sure you're using the money wisely. But also you've got to be very careful and you've got to follow all the steps. And what happened across the world actually was that everybody's efforts were focused on trying to to work out what was going on with COVID, with the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and they were trying to get a vaccine together. So that particular trial was part of an initiative that the government was running, the Vaccines Task Force. So it was just one of the ideas that, that the government had come up with to try and tackle the pandemic, basically. So it's, it was the pressure and the unknown, I think. So I'd worked in previous on previous projects with other challenge agents. So I'd done flu challenges, and then there's another respiratory virus that can really make young children and older people who have perhaps got not such good immune systems very unwell, called respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. So I'd done a couple of challenge studies with those viruses. I knew what a challenge study was, and that's not something that a lot of people who work in clinical research necessarily know, because they're not that common in terms of the types of trials that we work on. And it was because of that, somebody knew me. And so we got a phone call saying, you know, are you interested? Will you come and work as part of this team? And that was the end of it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the STEM Untapped podcast. If you liked this episode, you can subscribe for free on your podcast app. You can also find more from us on Instagram at STEM Untapped and our website, untappedinnovation.com/STEM-untapped. See you next time.